Kalim chapter 15, Mishnah 6. Nivle Hashara, a lyre, a musician's lyre. So the lyre was a musical stringed musical instrument. Apparently it was quite small and handheld, and they used to pluck the strings, you know. So is that susceptible to impurity or not? And says the Mishnah Tumay, and it is susceptible. But the reason being, it's an interesting reason, that it had hollows in the wooden frame. And they used to play basque, right? They used to play for people, and people used to give them coins, and they used to put the coins in the in the holes, and that's why it was susceptible to impurity. But the Nivlei B'nai Levi, but the ones that the Levim used to use in the temple, so those were not susceptible to impurity, even though it was exactly the same structure, Tyron, it was exactly the same structure. But the reason being that the Levim never used to bask, right? They used to play it as part of the temple service, and no one gave them coins, and they never stored coins in those slots, so therefore they were not susceptible to impurity. So it's interesting, because the same instrument in one setting is susceptible to impurity, because the slots are used, and in another setting, not susceptible. Susceptible to impurity because the slots are not used. Kol HaMashkin, complete change of topic, and now we're just going to touch on liquids, right? So when we get to Machshirin, we will learn that in order for food to become impure, it first has to be wet. It has to be prepared with liquid. And one of the seven liquids which are he lists over here, water, blood, milk, wine, olive oil, date, honey, or dew. The food has to first come into contact with one of those liquids, and then only if it comes into contact with a source of impurity will it actually become impure. If it never comes into contact with any of these liquids and touches a source of impurity, the food remains pure. It's a special concept in these laws, and we're going to get to it in detail when we get to Masechta Machshirin. But, says this Mishnah, Kol HaMashkin Tzmein, all of these liquids are impure and render susceptible to impurity, U'mashke Beis Mitbechaya Toharin, except in the temple, in the place where they slaughtered the animals, so there was blood and water over there, blood from the sacrifices and water that they used to clean out the sacrifices, and those never rendered susceptible to impurity. So the reason that they don't render susceptible to impurity is actually a big discussion beyond actually our scope. There's about three or four opinions. Also depends if the laws are derived, so they're abonin, and we're not going to go into it here. The other book, he brings it, he's got two pages of discussion of exactly how to understand it. So we're just going to leave it at that. Kol HaSforim, any Sforim, right? Any text, any scrolls. Matame Esayadam, make your hands impure if you touch them. If you touch a Torah scroll, your hands become impure. Chutz Misayf Azar, except for the Torah scrolls in the courtyard. And why? It's an absolutely fascinating thing that they used to put truma, the Kohanim used to take their truma, and they used to put it where the Torah scrolls were kept, in the Aron HaKodesh. They used to put the truma over there. And then what happens? So the mice used to come to eat the truma, and they used to eat the Torah scrolls. So the rabbis decreed that the Torah scroll makes you impure if you touch it. Therefore, the Kohanim wouldn't want to put their truma there because the truma would become impure, and it stopped them from storing their truma next to the Torah scrolls. So that's why if you touch a Torah scroll, your hands are impure. It's a rabbinical decree, and it was aimed at the Kohanim to stop them putting their food, their truma food, in the Aron HaKodesh. But, says the Mishnah, that doesn't apply to the Torah scrolls of the Azara in the temple courtyard. And why? Because no one was putting food over there. So when they put the rabbinical decree in, they didn't make it apply to the Torah scrolls in the temple courtyard. Next case, Hamarkov Tahor, a hobby horse, which was used, it was put between the legs in comic sketches, right? You know, they used to ride the hobby horse. So that is Tahor, not susceptible to impurity. It was a wooden hobby horse, by the way. These musical instruments, habatnoin, which was some sort of belly instrument, so different opinions. Some say it used to rest on the musician's bellies. Some say possibly a guitar. The Rambam says possibly it was a guitar, this belly instrument. Vahaniktmoin, vaeros, and also prosthesis instrument, which was another musical instrument resembling an amputee's artificial leg, or a tambourine, hara elitzman. All of these were susceptible to impurity because they had a hollow also used to store coins, as we mentioned before, and therefore they were susceptible to impurity. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, he said, ha'eros, Tmeya Moishav. He said a tambourine is also impure as a Moishav. Now, Moishav is something that you sit on, and then it took on certain kinds of impurity if you sat on it. But it had to be something that was normally sat on, right? So when was a tambourine normally sat on? So he brings over here that the wailers, the women who lead the mourners at a funeral, they had tambourines. And sometimes they would also sit on the tambourines, and therefore it was susceptible to Moishav impurity. That's the wailers, the mourners who used to sit on it. But he brings over here that we don't paskin like a Rebbe Yehuda because it wasn't the normal use of the tambourine. So we don't paskin like that. And last case of the Mishnah, Mitzudas Hachulda Tmeya Vishal Akbarin Tahira. The traps for rats were impure, and the traps for mouses were not susceptible to impurity. And the reason being that so apparently the rats, they used to, the skin of the rat had commercial value. So a rat trap was a different structure. They wanted to hold the rat inside and kill it there so that they could get its skin. But mouse traps, so they didn't want the skin of the mouse, and it was a different structure. It just killed the mouse but didn't hold it. And therefore, those weren't susceptible to impurity, whereas the rat trap that was designed to hold the rat, that was susceptible to impurity.